death, spiritual. Spiritual death is separation from God. The scriptures teach of two sources of spiritual death. The first source is the fall, and the second is our own disobedience. The Book of Mormon prophet Samuel taught, all mankind, by the fall of Adam, being cut off from the presence of the Lord, are considered as dead, both as to things temporal and to things spiritual. Helaman chapter 14, verse 16. During our life on earth, we are separated from God's presence. Through the atonement, Jesus Christ redeems everyone from this spiritual death. Samuel testified that the Savior's resurrection redeemeth all mankind from the first death, that spiritual death. Behold, the resurrection of Christ redeemeth mankind, yea, even all mankind, and bringeth them back into the presence of the Lord. Helaman chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. The prophet Lehi taught that because of the atonement, all men come unto God. Wherefore, they stand in the presence of Him, to be judged of Him according to the truth and holiness which is in Him. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 10. Further spiritual death comes as a result of our own disobedience. Our sins make us unclean and unable to dwell in the presence of God. Alma chapter 12, verse 32. Moses chapter 6, verse 57. See also Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Alma chapter 12, verses 12 through 16. And Helaman chapter 14, verse 18. Through the atonement, Jesus Christ offers redemption from this spiritual death, but only when we exercise faith in Him, repent of our sins, and obey the principles and ordinances of the gospel. Helaman chapter 14, verse 19. See also Alma chapter 13, verses 27 through 30, and the third article of faith. Additional references, 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 33 through 35, Alma chapter 40, verse 26, chapter 42, verse 23. See also Atonement of Jesus Christ, Faith, Fall, Obedience, Repentance, Sin.